Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear it, Anna?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Oh, okay.
It's real low, but I can hear it. Okay, there you go.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Friday Happy Hour. I am your host, Linus. This is the time. It's the end of the week. It's Friday. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Let your hair hang down or off, whatever. It's the end of the week. It's time to enjoy ourselves. Let's laugh, be crazy, and just enjoy. All right, my peeps, let's do this thing. The website is theessenceofsuccess.net. YouTube shows are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you for supporting and joining the show. My co-host is Sheha Spirit, so let's start welcoming some people in, and then I'll tell you about tonight's show. Okay, welcome to my co-host. Hi, Sheha.
Hello, everybody.
All
Hi,
right.
Sheha.
And Jessica J. Hi, Jessica J.
Hi. How are you
and
guys?
Yes, we're so glad you're here. And Miss Christina Hesley.
Hi.
There she is. All right.
I'm
well,
here.
Tonight I told you. All right. I'm so glad you're here, Christina. I'm sure the other ladies will be coming in. I'm doing the horoscopes for October because it's the harvest moon, and it's the fourth in a row super moon for us. But I wanted to know, how does the harvest moon affect us in our horoscopes? So that's what I did. So I'm going to do all 12. I'm just going to do them in a row, and then when I get done, if you guys have any questions or concerns about your horoscope, or if it's about something else, shoot. You know, it could be other than the horoscope. If it's about something else, you know, let me know. Let me know. But anyway, so the harvest moon this particular time is in Aries, so just to let you know, if you know anybody in Aries, it's a good time for them, of course, I guess. All right, so let's begin. Well, before we begin, I should ask, how's everybody doing? Please, I'm sorry. How are y'all doing?
I'm good.
You know.
Good.
Okay, everybody's week was okay.
I'm just glad it's Friday.
Yep.
Okay.
We made it.
Yeah. It's been an interesting week.
I got my daughter from school.
All
and
right.
We're home now. Yeah, she had a little snow cone. Her birthday was yesterday, so we're good.
Okay. Sounds good, mm-hmm. Jessica. Hello, Miss Wilhelmina. Welcome, Miss Wilhelmina, in.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Hello.
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 Yeah, okay. Well, Miss Wilhelmina, I'm going to do the horoscopes, and then afterwards, whatever y'all want to talk about or discuss, we sure can. So I'm doing the harvest moon. That's what I'm doing it for, because this is the fourth super moon, and it's a harvest moon as things begin to change now, hopefully for the better, I sure hope. Okay, so here we go. First up is Aries. Aries, it's time to win big and assert yourself. Like you always do, Aries, you may now be finding that the plans, situations, and endeavors you launched in the past 6 months are now reaching culmination. It's about time. You can find that a major milestone in manifesting is in the palm of your hand, Aries. A turning point in a relationship may also be here to stay. Above all, show the world your power and be confident in yourself. Okay, that was Aries. Next up is Taurus. The cosmos is telling you to lie low and recharge, Taurus. If you're feeling like you're ready for a long nap, let yourself sleep or treat yourself to a spa day. On another note, you might be focused on spending more time in solitude and in privacy. Maybe you're hard at work, I don't know, or on projects or something, or doing stuff, you know, behind the scenes. Now, Taurus, if you're feeling a little bit stir-crazy, meet with a counselor or a therapist, please. All right, Gemini. Prepare to feel extra popular now, Gemini. The harvest moon will surround you with many friends, fans, and followers. People will be celebrating and loving on you, so be sure to network, attend events, and consider venturing to mixers. Now, if you're single, Gemini, you could meet someone special through your friends, turn a friend into a lover, or just have the best time catching up with those who you adore. Okay? All right,
okay.
Next up, Cancer, a big professional win could be lifting you in the stars now, Cancer, depending on how hard you've been working in the past 6 months, okay? You could find that a big victory, a promotion or award, or another recognition is here for you. However, if you're not in the right career path or workplace, you may now decide to go in a different direction, Cancer. Okay. All right, Leo, you're feeling especially invigorated and adventurous now, Leo. It's time to shake it up and have a bit of fun. You may now find that you are taking active steps to pursue newfound personal or professional goals that are propelling you in new directions. Many of you may find luck around academics, travel, international business, immigration, spiritual matters, or media endeavors. Plan a trip if you can. Zip off on a plane. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, these readings are general. I didn't point out anybody in particular, okay? They're just a general reading for the harvest moon. So take from it what you might, as I say, resonate, you know, it may or may not resonate with you, and it's true. Because you got to remember, people of all ages are that particular sign. So unless there's something coming up or you're dealing with, then, you know, possibly it encourages you. All right, next up is Virgo. The universe is making you feel especially touchy-feely now, Virgo. You're ready to cuddle up close with someone who honors your body, heart, and soul. However, if things are out of order, you may be assessing what each of you brings to the table. And if you can bring more balance to one another, or if you need to go to your, if you need to go your separate ways, assets, investment, bonuses, settlement, and large money matters may also be on your mind. Okay? So in your relationship, you either go make it or break it. Otherwise, your financial matters are what you're considering right now, Virgo. Okay, Libra, the cosmos spinning and bringing a major spotlight to your significant relationships, Libra. Woo-woo. On one hand, this could bring you much closer together, such as in decisions to make long-term plans, move in, get engaged, or even be wed. However, if you're not on the same page, the truth will be clear to see. Huh? Singles can use this energy to find someone with long-term potential. Scorpio, you'll be firing on all cycles now, Scorpio. Prepare to get busy. Being productive will be a top priority as you juggle many routines, responsibilities, and irons in the fire. However, if you don't take care of your work and life balance, you may end up feeling a bit worn out, or see a health matter pop up and focus more on your healing. This is a great lunation for you, Scorpio, so please consider your diet and fitness regime, okay? Thank you. All right, next up, Sagittarius. Let the fire of passion ignite your spirit, Sagittarius. The happiest full moon of the year around your heart's desire is here, so don't let it go to waste. A turning point, culmination, or opportunity around romance, fertility, creativity, hobbies, or sports could have you seeing stars. Dating, falling in love, or news around a child could also captivate your attention. All right now, Sagittarius. Capricorn. A turning point around your domestic life is here, Capricorn. You may be focused on home, family, or real estate. This could bring news of a movie, renovation, or decision to redecorate. A roommate could be coming or going. Also, you could be particularly in your emotions and reflecting on the past, too. Okay. Next up, Aquarius. Your mind is ignited and you're ready to step up to the microphone and tell everyone why, Aquarius. You may be putting the final touches on a writing, speaking, advertising, or communication-related project. A contract may also manifest. On another note, you may be focused on a quick trip or a travel for business or pleasure. Last but not least, Pisces. Financial matters will be popping up for now, Pisces. On one hand, this could bring exciting news, such as a raise, new clients, lucrative opportunities, or a new job offer. Hello. Yet, if things aren't working in your favor, you may find an income stream leaves, just as a leaving job or a hefty expense pops up that you need to handle. So it kind of balances itself out that you don't have to worry about it. You know, one leaves, one comes in. But if the money is low, it's okay because it was used for a good purpose. All right, there you go, Pisces. All right, well, there is your horoscopes, your Harvest Moon horoscope, y'all, for the month of October, at least for the next 9 to 10 days, okay? All right, and let me bring in, hi, Deborah, how are you? Glad to see you.
I'm a little late. I came in late.
That's okay.
Hi.
That's all right.
Hi, Deborah. Everybody.
Hi, Deborah.
Okay, so those are the horoscopes. So if y'all have any questions or if you want to ask me any more about your sign, I don't care. Whatever you want to talk about, it's fine with me.
What is the harvest moon? Is that like something different each time there's a new moon?
Well, it's a seasonal change. So this is good for the farmers, seasonal change, and their cattle and stuff, but their crops. So that's what the harvest moon is, a seasonal change. Like now, you know, you got to get rid of the old and prepare the dirt and everything for new now, for new planting coming up in the, well, some in the fall, but mostly for the spring. So, yeah, it's a change.
Okay.
Not only in the seasons, Jessica, but it's also a change time for our lives, too. You know, springtime, summer,
like
we have fun and everything. Now we're starting to settle back down, you know, a little bit, get back into the routine of things. So, yeah.
About time.
Love it.
Can you narrow mine down, Gemini Lynn? Can you narrow mine down to, like, the next 10 days?
Oh, okay. Quiet but busy. As long. I hear your father. I can hear his voice in the back. Quiet as long as you stay to yourself. Mind your business. That's what he's saying. I'm going to just put it like that. He said, mind your business. You're going to be all right. You'll be fine. You're going to enjoy yourself. He said, but mind your business. Yeah, I can't hear him. That's funny.
Yeah.
He just came right up on me. Okay, that's what you get for asking, Shia.
I wonder about mine too, Miss Lennon. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
10 days. I want to know too. I'm like, I'm with her.
Okay. All right.
You know, I'm a crazy
coming up,
Scorpio
Jessica.
Moon. Okay.
Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. Jessica. You're going to get a lot of phone calls, Jessica. I don't know why, they're saying you're going to get a lot of phone calls. I don't know if you're expecting calls or you need to make some phone calls, but you're going to be getting a lot of calls here the first 2 weeks of October. So maybe this is like an administrative month for you. Yeah, it is good, but it's more like an administrative month. You know, I'll put it like this. During the year, people got certain months where fertility is high. They know these 3 months out the year, I'm bound to get pregnant. Okay, they also have a month that they do very good financially. You know, just the whole month just goes quite well financially. Starting school, you know, not necessarily September, you might decide, okay, January, I'm going to go back. Good time, you know, so.
Yeah,
that's how
it
goes.
So, yeah, that's what I'm focused on, for sure.
That's how it goes. But you'll be busy.
Thank you.
So, see, and you just validated me telling you you're in school, so you're working and in school. You're busy. Yeah. And, of course, with your daughter. So, yeah, you're busy.
But I like keeping busy and being productive. You know, I feel like time is precious, and you always got to make sure you keep some type of productivity going on, you know. That's how
listen, for all of us, definitely when we get older, because we got to keep that blood going. So we got to be doing something. Not just sitting. We got to be being sedentary. We got to do something. Walk around or, I don't know, just do something, get that blood circulating.
Yeah, I just can't let life pass me by like that, you know. It's just like every day it's like, what can I do that can make a change for the future? What can I do to make my life better, you know? But it's like I'm trusting the process, so that's what I'm trying to do, trust the process. It may not look like what I, you know, it looks good, but it's like I know I'm in the right path, but I'm just trying to figure out where the ending, how the results will be in the ending, you know.
You know, and that's smart. Trust the process. Yes, do trust the process. Because a lot of times we don't.
Yes.
And I think it's because we get ahead of God. We're like, you know, I need this right now. I need to happen this. You know, we try to do it our way instead of just like, just wait. It'll be all right. Just wait. You know, we're like, now, because they told me Friday they're going to shut my lights off. I need to know right now. And all of a sudden, Friday, somebody might say, you know what, Jessica, here's $100 for your life deal. Like, boy, that took me down to the wink of an eye. Yes, he does work in the wink of an eye.
It's funny that you said $100 because last week this woman, she, like, I was taking my daughter to school and she just handed me $100 out of the blue. I wasn't even asking for it. And so I was like, okay.
See? Thank you for the validation. But see? Yeah, you just never know. Yeah, you got to trust the I know. I mean, I can say that now because of experience and maturity. But when you're young, it's kind of hard because you want things to happen, you know, right away. And now we live in a society of fast food. I mean, it's like snap your fingers. We want it done right now. It don't happen right now.
I know.
But, you know, we just come to that point in our society with all this technology that it's like, well, we want it right now. You know, like, this ain't McDonald's. You know, you hit Targets. Sit down. But that's okay.
Well,
we know that generation can change.
Since we're on the next 10 days, what about for Wilhelmina? Will I be with Mr. and will I be next 10 days with Mr. B for the next 10 days?
Okay.
Will I have Mr. B?
No.
No,
that time's coming to an end. He'll be moved. I see moving. I see him in a bed going out the door. Yeah, he'll be moving. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
he's in a bed. It's almost like the ambulance came to get him, not as an emergency, just to move him to another facility. And that's how I see him. So I shouldn't say in a bed, but on a gurney, but they're taking him out the house, yeah, to the new facility. But he's fine.
Well, you know, I had my surgery on my eye, and I took him back to his home in South Carolina, and they couldn't take it. They had to put him in the hospital because they couldn't take all of that from him. So now he's in the hospital right now. They say he had a touch of pneumonia, but they thinking about putting him in a nursing home, telling the doctor, no, he can't come back in. You got to find him a nursing home to go in.
Well, validation for the moving, thank you. What, they're not sending him back down there to you, are they?
They're trying not to.
Okay. Well.
Can I get a 10 day?
No, I'll do that, but I mean, I'll tell you about Aries. That was at the very beginning because you guys are the first ones. Let me go back to my paperwork here. There we go, Aries. Okay, it's time to win big and assert yourself like you always do, Aries. You may now be finding that the plans, situations, and endeavors you've launched in the past 6 months are now reaching culmination. So your stuff is coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that a major milestone is manifesting in the palm of your hand.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now let me go back. All right, now 10 days. Let's see. Just a minute, Deborah. Miss Wilhelmina, how's your eye doing?
Well, it looks like it's getting better and better each day.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, Deborah. Fulfilling time. I guess kind of matches your, what you call them, your horoscope. I'm getting fulfilling time for the next 10 days. Nothing really in particular, Deborah, but just fulfilling. So if you have anything on the burner or something you're working on, it's going to come to pass. It'll work out. Let me put it like that. However that it is, it's fulfilled. It'll work out. You know, almost like if you fixed a cake, it would turn out beautiful. That's just an example of whatever that you have going on in your life.
Okay. So I'm right now I'm looking for a job.
Okay, well, situation, you know.
I'm going back. Yeah.
It could turn out. Are you looking for part-time, Deborah, or full-time?
Either. Both.
Oh.
Either
really?
One.
You would pull 40 hours a week? Child, God bless you.
I don't want to, but if I have to, I don't want to, but if I have to, I will.
Yeah, I know that I will do.
I need to increase my income.
Yeah. Move out of California, girl. Come north. Northern. Further north. You know I'm lying.
All the way to Wisconsin.
You know, we're 2 and 5. It might be higher than that now.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
we got to go to Utah or Montana. Or Oregon. Of course, yeah. Oregon, they don't have taxes. So, yeah, you really sweet there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Ms. Glennis?
Yes, ma'am.
Glennis, I have a question. Okay, Ms. Glennis,
oh.
I have a question. I'm sorry. Like, it's just been bothering me, and I'm just like, it's just kind of like chewing me up. Like, it's just like, I don't know what's going on with my friend Jeremy. Like, he's in California. He's a Pisces, so I know he's like on that paranoia, don't respond, don't talk, but he's just been, I don't know why he's been popping up in my brain lately, and I've been trying to like I text him, and then I'm like, what's going on with him? And then, you know, I was thinking about like messaging one of his family members, but I don't know.
We're going back out.
You know he's bipolar.
Oh, he's bipolar. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of figured. I thought he was on drugs.
No, he's bipolar.
I mean, I know he has an addiction. Oh, he's bipolar. Okay, so just...
Which doesn't help his addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I should just sit
you
back
go
and
extreme
wait,
either
I
way.
Know, I don't know if I'll ever hear from him anytime soon.
I don't know. He's I don't want to say staggered. What's the word? Scattered. So I'm not picking up anything. He's too scattered right now for me to pick up on his essence. So I don't know if you'll hear from him again or not. I would hope so for
yeah.
your benefit, but I don't see it in the universe.
Oh, okay.
He's, you know, he's
let him be.
He's like going 10 different directions at once. So, you know, it's hard to focus right in on him. But it's understandable, so, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you want to say, Miss Christina?
Could you look at me for the next 10 days?
Yeah.
Another Gemini, by the way.
Okay. Okay, well, you guys are going to be popular. I remember that about Geminis. It's like, y'all going to be up and popping, doing stuff. So, yeah. Or,
I might
you
like
know,
keeping a low profile.
Okay. Oh, you're winding down from the water and the camping activities of the summer. I see you putting stuff away, you and your husband, putting camping gear up and stuff. Yeah, you want it organized. You don't like that just throw it in here or put it in this bin. It's like, okay, this is the cooking ware, this is a tent, this is, you know, for the fishing pole. You're organized about that. You don't like it just happenstance.
That's me.
Yeah, that's about it for the next 2 weeks. You just closing out for the summer. I'll put it up like that. Just closing out, putting your stuff away, or if you have stuff outside on your patio or whatever, just getting it ready for the fall.
A lot of yard work.
Oof.
I'm looking at the full moon right now. It, oh, yeah, definitely in Wisconsin with the change of the seasons. But I'm looking at the full moon right now. It is just gorgeous. It's the harvest.
Oh,
it's
really?
So close to the earth. And, oh, yeah, I had to bring the dog out for a little walk, and it is just beautiful.
Okay.
I don't know.
Go out
any...
later.
It is
nighttime right now.
It's really pretty.
Yeah,
yeah
it is.
it's at a distance that you can travel to. It's so pretty and clear here in Tennessee. It's just really, really beautiful here too, Christina.
Oh, I saw it this morning when it was light out, but it was so cloudy it was hard to get a good look. But it is so close to the earth. It is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a super moon. Oh, well, I'm going to have to go out there tonight. You should be able to see it because we've been fogged in for a couple of days. So, but it's cleared up a whole lot today, so you should be able to see it, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's overcast here where I'm at. But it's supposed to rain tonight, tomorrow.
Girl, we done went through that already. So you must be the aftermath because we went through that. Gosh, it was. I mean, although you know, there were this liquid sunshine. What can I say? You know, it's beautiful up here, but it's liquid sunshine. So.
Yeah. It's been in the '80s here, but it's only in the '70s today. But it's not cold. It's supposed to rain. It's overcast. We got overcast.
We're in Wisconsin, we have mostly 60s and 70s, and it's perfect weather.
It's perfect. Yeah. I know. It's been nice. But I like this, the temperature. Not too hot, not too cold.
Well, you lost a couple more singers this week. Huh?
Ooh, what other singers we lost?
One band, I think the guy was 59. I can't think of the band. It was white guy, but they've been around for eons. And it was somebody else, or either was it somebody in Hollywood? I know two entertainers, something I saw on MSN. It's prior to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't understand. That why is the House going through voting for Biden to be impeached? They already voted for that. Y'all, don't you remember I reported that back in, what, May when they did that? I believe it was in the month of May. I'll have to look back on my website because I did an article on it. They voted, and it passed in the House, and they had the Senate to the Senate. The House already voted to impeach Biden. And now they're acting like it's all brand new.
What they have to do now is investigate. So they have to show all the proof now.
Oh.
So that's what they're doing is showing the proof of what he's done and what the family's done.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, you guys already did that through the House. I mean, the Senate, y'all do what you feel like you
must. It's so silly. It's so silly because they already know everything. They're just prolonging it.
Yeah.
It's politics.
Yeah. Just like this government shutdown. Christina, they keep talking about well, they're trying to avoid it. No, you're not. You want it to shut down.
No, they're not.
There's a reason behind that. We just haven't figured it out. The government's going to shut down, even if it's only for 24 or 48 hours. It's going to shut down, but there's a reason. Something is going on.
I think to scare the people. I think it's to scare the population. More control over us.
Yeah, you might be right, too. You might be right.
Yeah,
they passed that law of 30-30 where they have to save 30% of the land throughout the United States that they can't do any industry or anything on. It's just kind of like a wetlands. You can't go in there. And so, but this is a get you on the 30-30. If your house, your land is next to a park or one of those areas, do you know they could take your land? They'll offer you a price for it, but if they feel like it would be good to incur this with the park already or whatever the protected land is, they'll make you move. You can either take their price or whatever that you get for it, for your house. I was like, wait a minute. That sounds like communism. That don't sound like your right to choice.
I agree. But, you know, even if they want to put a road through your property, they can take your property away. There's a lot of reasons they can take it away.
That's true, because now I have seen that here in Washington where they move people to put up highways. Yeah, I'll say highways. I won't say interstate because that was already done. But, yeah, certain highways, they sure will.
Yes. I live near the airport in Milwaukee, and I often think that because they want to expand it, General Mitchell is a large airport, and they want to make it bigger. Plus, we have government facility there, the 440th, the airlift wing. And if they wanted to, they could just come and take my property. I've lived here for over 50 years. And, you know, I think that I could see that happening with our entire block of homes here.
Oh, wow. Wow. When did they plan on doing something like that? Is that projected for 2025 or something?
No, not yet. But they've talked about a lot of different projects that they want to do around the airport. So they haven't told us anything like that, but they have bought out a lot of properties around the airport, especially on the main streets.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's why I was asking, did they give you guys a projection, like when they would possibly come in and speak with all y'all, you know, if you're interested in selling your properties to bring this, you know, extend the airport?
They will do that, but, yeah, they will do that, but you won't have a choice if they decide to do that. You will just have to take the money and run.
Oh, boy. You can't even negotiate for what you would like, huh? You just have to take whatever top dollar they give you.
And look at what the housing is going for now. It's outrageous. So even if you think you're going to make a lot of money now, if the government says no, that's it. You're going to get what they offer you.
Oh, boy. Boy, that's bad. But, yeah.
I think that's everywhere. I don't think it's just here in Wisconsin. I think it's everywhere.
Yeah, well,
if they wanted,
especially. Yeah, I think you're right, Christina, that is everywhere. Because the first time I heard about it was years ago, they were doing it in the state of Arizona. And they were trying to expand some cities or developments down there, and they were taking people's money. I'm like, what? How can they do that? They said, the land is never yours, even though you may pay for it and have the deed, but the government can still come in. I was like, well, that's not right. That's how I kind of feel like HOAs. I don't like them because your house could be paid for and you have a deed to it, but yet you're still paying on that house every month. You know, unless you do a reverse mortgage or something. So,
They have a lot of that here in California. The new the houses that go up in the different neighborhoods that have a HOH, you know, where you have to pay, you have to keep your house. That's to make sure the neighborhood stays.
Oh, yes, I've seen. There's an HOA right up here behind my complex, and it's beautiful. I mean, they're million-dollar homes, and it's beautiful. Nice car. You don't see no junky cars. They're all real nice cars, and the houses are kept up. The streets are clean. It's really nice. But the HOA, I wanted to move in there. When I moved in here after 1 year, I looked at houses up there, and I was going to try and work out a deal because, I mean, I had no $1 million to put on the house, but I was going to see what I could work out. But when they told me that the HOA was a continuation, you know, until you die, I was like, oh, I don't want to be paying for no house till the day I leave here. You know, I want to be done with that.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll keep it presentable how it's supposed to look in the community, but I'm not going to keep paying on this house until me or my husband, No. But anyway, it was interesting how things have. Did anybody watch your debates the other night? Because I was curious. I didn't even know they were on. I forgot. And from the last debate, I know I gave you guys the next time it came up in September. I forgot all about them. So did anybody watch?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. I didn't watch it.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I was
How
just
was
curious.
It,
they had three winners on the Republican side.
Was it yeah, because it was Republicans, yeah. You felt did a good job. Okay, I was just curious.
They came on last night, yesterday? They came on yesterday, or?
Was it Wednesday? I don't know. Thursday night?
No, I really haven't listened to a lot of news. I didn't hear much about it. I mean,
I didn't pay any attention. I didn't really watch a Democrat. That was in and out on that one, too. I just don't see anybody that I'd want to run the nation right now.
They just showing Dianne Feinstein died.
Oh, yeah. She's been around since water. Mm-hmm. Out of California.
Yeah,
sorry, Deborah. She's out of California.
1933. Yeah. She was 1933 to 1923, yeah, she just died, I guess, today.
And how could she serve as a senator at 90 years old and being so ill?
She should have been gone in her 80s. Diane should have been gone 10 years ago, Christina.
I agree. And that's why they need term limits.
Wasn't she just retiring? She was just retiring, or she hadn't gone completely yet? Yeah, she should have been gone. She'd been there forever. Well, they let them all stay there. A lot of them should be gone when you get
exactly
to a certain age.
Look at Mitch McConnell. He stands up there and has a stroke in front of everybody, and he's still serving.
Mm-hmm.
Or still collecting. I should say still collecting.
Yeah, there
well,
you go.
They don't think anything wrong with him. They don't think anything wrong with him.
Yeah. A lot of them should be. I would say 50% of Congress and the House. Well, the House has more young people, but I'll say at least over 50% of Congress. The Senate, they need to be gone. Them senators, put some new blood in there. Even good or bad, but put some new blood with some new ideas because y'all's aren't working anymore. You keep trying to attach everything to this and this and that. Let some new blood come in here and get a bill done. You don't have to wait a year to get something done or changes or charges. Get it done. You got 90 days to make a decision and go through the different committees.
And politicians should not be a career.
No, it should be timeless. Thank you. That's a good question, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all believe in time limits for representatives?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't need to be there forever.
I think part of the
okay,
problem
okay, well, you know what?
Though,
I'm
going to
go down through the list. Start with Sheha. Sheha, what do you think about time limits for representative politicians? I'll just put it like that, politicians.
For sure, it needs to be a time limit, and it needs to be a point where that it would be easier to remove someone. You know, it seems like it just takes the a miracle from God to get these people out of office, and that's wrong. If you can't do your job and if you have done something that is not parallel to the job and helping people, get on. You know, we should be able to remove
mm-hmm.
these people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Sheha. Jessica J., do you believe in time limits or not for politicians?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like for politics, I do believe in time limits because, you know, sometimes some people have to learn how to hang it up, you know, give other people the room to show what they got to offer to this country. Absolutely. You know, some people just don't know how to hang it up. I mean, if they're still up to date and, you know, ready to do what they need to do, then, you know, if they're able to manage, then that's fine. But some people need to learn how to, you know, hang it up. But, yes, I do believe that there should be a time served.
Okay. Next up, Christina. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Christina, so how do you feel about time limits for politicians?
They definitely should have term limits. They make a career out of it, and they start off at a normal wage, and then all of a sudden they're wealthy. They're not supposed to get wealthy off being a politician, and it's happening with so many of them. I think it's just a way for so many of them to earn money.
That's true,
get
Christina.
Rich.
That's
damn
true. And it's nothing about the people. It's nothing about the people and what they've been voted in for. It's all about them.
That's right.
It's all about them.
Very, very greedy.
Christina, also, don't forget about the lobbyists and the investors that those folks,
right,
those senators deal with, or congressmen, I should say. Yep. You're saying about the money, because the lobbyists will pay so much to get whatever they want through for their companies. They pay for the lobbyists and then investors. Look at, what's his name right now? What's that guy up there, Menendez? That he don't want to take the rap? You know, they all have done it. They really have. They have all done it. It just cracks me up because he's like, I didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, okay. You just got caught like Bill Clinton, like Hillary didn't know he wasn't messing up. You just got sloppy with your shit. That's what happened. Hillary knew what you were doing, but you didn't have to let the whole world know.
Okay, next up is Miss Wilhelmina. Miss Wilhelmina?
Oh, yes. I definitely think there should be a limit. I mean, they're sitting there trying to keep on holding on to that money. It ain't like us out here trying to make a living, you know, to survive. But here they are sitting up there trying to give orders and make orders and laws and pass and then don't pass something that we really need. And they need to just get on out from up there and get some of these young people with some education and somebody who really cares for us. Yes, their time needs to be limited.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Next up, Deborah R., how you feel about the time limits for politicians?
I agree, too. They should all have a time limit, just like everyone else is waiting in the room. Also, I feel like the citizens, all of them, they should have to pay into Social Security just like we have to pay into it and not be get it free, you know? And then maybe they wouldn't be trying to take it away.
You see, they're talking about this government shutdown, yet I don't know why they can't pay the military, but ain't this interesting? The people with Social Security going to get their check. Yeah, because a lot of you people up there in Congress, you got parents and grandparents that are on Social Security, so you're going to make sure they get their money. I was like, if you get Social Security, you can give the military. They're out there defending us. What?
This is what I don't understand. Like you said, how Biden gave all that money to Ukraine. So why?
That's
now,
right.
We don't have money for the give to the people in the military?
See what I'm saying? So why should our government, $110 billion he gave Zelensky, why is our government shutting down? $110 billion. Why is the USA shutting down? Even, Trudeau from Canada the other day, they just offered up $600 million. He was smart. He wasn't given a billion, but he gave $600 million.
Okay, prime example. Why is he giving away
about
money?
People that have nothing to do with us.
Why are you giving away money if we don't have any? Okay?
Right.
Why?
Right.
Making us suffer to save someone else. That's the problem with America. They always put their foot where it don't belong. They don't take care of what's at home. They take worry about everybody else, and then we got to suffer at the end of the day. America
is
so backwards.
It doesn't make sense. It makes no sense.
No,
it's like,
it's not math.
What are these people thinking? What, they gamble? I guess it's a gamble.
Well,
you
know, the United States
money away and then we not have it.
And none of them help it. It just kills me when back in the 80s and the 90s we had to be the police of the world. But none of them countries helping us when we needed it.
Exactly.
Right.
How many of them foreign countries came over here when Katrina happened? Or when they had that really bad hurricane in Florida years ago? How many of them foreign countries came over to aid us?
You all know the trick. You all know the trick that they use. Everything has its own funding. You know, this is funded by this. This is funded by that. You know, that's just the excuse where they can play with money. I don't understand.
It kind of makes me wonder, you guys, like, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, why don't they just go ahead and make some more money?
Right.
They can just make it.
It just makes me wonder, though. Like, what is up with America? Like, I don't get it.
Oh, God.
Sometimes
yep,
it makes
yep.
me want to be a Republican.
Keep on living, Jessica. You'll see. It took us a minute to see it, too, but you'll see. Cause
that's
why I say I love my country. I do, but I do not believe in our administration. But I love America. I'll never deny my country. Mm-hmm. But our administration that runs this country? I'm like a kid.
They need to get a whole new group of people.
That's something that should be pushed. So I hope that this election is coming up in 2024, which we're not going to have a presidential election next November, but other things that they push for time limits. Nobody's really pushing for that, and they should push for time limits to get rid of a lot of those people. You know, they just say, I mean, come on, Biden needs to go. Trump needs to go.
Yeah.
Get some younger people back in there. I mean, I'm not saying Obama, he was younger. I'm not saying he was always right, but he had some ideas, different ideas from the past presidents of change. You know, as high as that medical thing, whatever it was, Obamacare, no other president had done it. You know, to try and help the people that didn't have. So, you know, and I realize some people incurred a great cost to have that Obamacare, but at least they had an option. Before, you didn't have no option. You were just SOL.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that I'm just saying this. I'm saying this to say that, as they say. I agree with Ms. Wilhelmina, with Christina, and really with all y'all, but Sheha, too, about we need younger people in there. Come on, isn't it? You know, somebody that's going to get in there and come up with, you know, like, okay, Social Security. Well, we got to make sure that the Social Security for the grandchildren, so we won't worry about it till 2050. Okay, well, implement that. That's kind of stuff that we need to know about. Child care, you know, transportation. What other ways can we do without using fossil fuel and electric? That's a bunch of BS. What y'all think of them electric cars? They don't even have the stuff hooked up where they don't go, but what is it, 300 or 400 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
They have to do a whole lot of change.
Not going to be able to go far traveling.
And when you need new batteries, it costs almost as much as the car.
Wow. Amen. Christina, tell the truth, girl. Tell the truth.
Yes. Yes.
I see the person charging their car at an apartment complex. They have their car,
you know, some people
charging it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they were charging the car. They had it plugged up in long cord, plugged up at the part at this not where I live, but another apartment complex. I'm like, wow, they have to charge the car.
Deborah, some people have it at their house, at their homes, you know, if they can afford it. But listen to what Christina's saying. That battery is $24,000.
Wow.
Not like you go to the store and pay anywhere to maybe $80 to $150 for a battery. $24,000 for that battery. And the only place you can acquire that is at Tesla. Tell them, Christina.
No.
And so if it's not working, you got, that's a lot of money. Yeah, it's like people are not going to be able to afford electric cars.
Well, also, ladies, also, though, ladies, the warranty is different now. When you get an electric car, it's not the same. You know, a lot of more stuff is covered, you know, other than it is today. So you have to look at that also.
And another problem.
Do you think that'll constitute a $24,000 battery?
I don't know what that warranty is, but that's what I was advised. The stuff like the battery and all that has a different type warranty, but I can't explain it. But that's what I was advised of. Because I'm just saying, what you going to do when you need a new battery? You're going to pay for another car or what? But the warranty is different.
And another big problem with the electric cars is if they start on fire, if you're in an accident or they have an electrical problem, they have to submerge the car in water. They can't just get rid, because it's an electrical fire, they can't just put it out. It has to actually be submerged in water to get rid of the fire.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Yeah, what? You mean that the police can't use, like, their water hoses on it? No?
No, because it's electric.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What about the phone? The phone stuff?
It's going to be a total bomb. That's what I'm saying. It's just going to burn because who can merge a car in water, you know? It's just going to be gone. That's why I say, you know, I was advised that the warranty is totally different than gas cars.
They're nice looking cars, but that's just too much. When they talked about that battery, I was like, oh, no. That's something somebody that likes cars and can keep up on the maintenance, God bless you. But, you know, most of us drive a car, oil change, check the tires. You know, we ain't all up under the hood like a man normally, you know, would be. So, you know, nice looking cars, but they're too pricey for me.
I don't see the purpose of that.
You saw the what?
Honestly, it's to save money. Is that why they get them, is to save money from on getting regular gas?
Well, supposedly, because they're coming out with the trucks, too, that can drive themselves, just like those Tesla cars. I don't know. I'm a little reluctant about stuff like that. See somebody on the other side and passenger side eating a hamburger and fry, and the car just driving like, what? No, you didn't.
You know, to me, that's a nightmare. Had that nightmare before, sitting in the back seat in the car just doing what it wants to do. That is a nightmare. I swear.
Yeah, that's scary. But that's people that have those cars, you know, some of them, they get behind the wheel. They just go to sleep and let the car drive. I'm like, shh. Car make a wrong turn.
All right, y'all, we're down to 90 seconds, so say what you want to say before we go off the air. Ooh, excuse me, good Lord. I ain't even had a sippy poo yet. Well, thank you, Deborah, Ms. Wilhelmina, Christina, my Christina, Jessica J., our youngin' in the room, and, of course, my co-host, She-Haw Spirit. I thank y'all so much for being here tonight. Good conversation. And if you want to carry it on, we can on Tuesday. Thank you so much. We are Love, Magic, and Miracles. We're claiming blessed to be here now. And I love y'all.
Yes.
And we love you, too.
We love everyone. Friday.
Happy Friday.
All right, y'all have a weekend. Good weekend. Don't forget,
weekend.
I told you something good is going to happen for you. So remember that when I see you on Tuesday,
right,
you're going to have something good to say. All right.
I'm looking forward to it, Lynn. Have a good one, guys.
Yes.
Okay,
y'all
too. Love you. Love you.
Love you all.